Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Sarah Jane Moore at headquarters Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and Palmata Day. NZART and AREC would like to announce that Carolina Braytek has been appointed AREC CEO. She commences on April 22nd, succeeding Don Robertson. Don will remain on for a few more months to make sure a smooth transition takes place. NZART AGM conference is happening in Lower Hutt next month. I look forward to meeting everyone there. Council has been working on updating the exam question bank. Changes in the exam question bank will be discussed during the conference AGM. The members' login area on our NZART website, enabling logins to a brand new members area, will launch after conference. Thanks to Rob Wallace and his team for the progress. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, acting as ALO, submitted a proposal in response to RSM's request for feedback on levy increases to keep RSM levy rates unchanged for amateur radio. Don will also be representing NZART at the WIA conference next month. This brings our organisations back to a biannual visit after the COVID enforced layover. WIA will visit next year for our centennial conference. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Well, it's Sangster Shield Contest time. The 2025 NZART Sangster Shield Contest is to be held Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of May. 2000 hours to 2300 hours New Zealand Standard Time each evening. Rules for this year are unchanged, and as per the current NZART website, look under Activities, Contests, NZART, Sangster Shield. It is 80 metres CW only for entrance with powers up to 5 watts PEP. Note that the Transistor Trophy entry criteria allow first-time Sangster entrance rather than just newly licensed operators. There are 6 half-hour operating periods each evening, 2000 to 2029, 2030 to 2059, etc. Use the branch number of your location, regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. Operating for just one night is also fine, as we would all prefer to have as many on the air as possible. Hope to work you in the contest, 73 Glen Kingston ZL2KZ. It's to Upper Hutt and NZRT headquarters we go now, and it's good evening to Sarah Jane Morrow.
Thank you, Jim, and kia ora, NZRT. Conference is only 5 weeks away. Make sure you register ASAP by going to the conference website at conference25.nzart.org.nz. Please make sure that all award nominations for conference are emailed to headquarters at nzart.org.nz or admin@nzart.org.nz. This needs to be done before the 2nd of May, so the time to get award nominations in is closing fast. The members area on the website is not yet open to all members, so any attempts to log in will not work. Currently, only NZART Council and NZART officers have been granted access to provide feedback. It will be announced at conference when the members area will go live. When the members area does become open, current members will receive an email allowing them to create a login for the website. This will be done in batches, so not everyone will be receiving them at the same time. We've already received a handful of lovely submissions for the photo contest. The contest is to seek wonderful photos for the new website and will run from the 1st of April to the 31st of May. The winner will receive a complimentary year of membership. You can email your submissions to admin@nzart.org.nz. The photo must be ham-related. You must have either taken the photo yourself or have permission to submit it. NZART reserves the right to use any photos submitted during the competition. Any photos used will be accredited to the appropriate persons. Please provide only one photo per submission. In celebration of the 100th IARU anniversary, NZART is keen to establish a special call sign, ZL100IARU. If you are interested in being the trustee for this call sign, please contact headquarters. That's all from us at HQ. Have a wonderful month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane Morrow, reporting for NZART headquarters. The Go QRP contest. Now, it's a monthly contest held on the 40 and 80 metre bands, and you can work SSB, CW, QRP, QRPP, and even DX. The competition night, well, it's generally held on the last Saturday in the month. You've missed it for April, it was held just last night. But put it in your diary now for Saturday the 31st of May. For more information on how to participate in the contest, go to the website www.qsl.net/ZL3PIE. The next Go QRP night on Saturday the 31st of May. Get out there and have some fun.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, dropping in tonight with some hot-off-the-press results for this year's Jock White Memorial Field Day. My report and the full results will be in the next edition of Break-In and Infoline. Before the results, I'd like to say how thrilled I was with the excellent turnout of branches this year, the best for several years. In the open sections, Northern Region, first place, ZL1XH, Tiaroa Branch 77. Second place, ZL1AM, Whangarei Branch 28. In the Central Region, first place, ZL2AB, New Plymouth Branch 27. Second place, ZL2AS, Hawke's Bay, Branch 13. Midland Region, first place, ZL3RR, North Canterbury, Branch 68. Second place, ZL2KS, Marlborough, Branch 22. Southern Region, first place, ZL4AA, Otago, Branch 30. Second place, ZL4AL, Eastern Southland, Branch 8. Single station, 80 and 40 metres, first place, ZL2DS, Horowhenua, Branch 16. In the QRP section, first place ZL1LC, Helensville, Branch 58. Second place, ZL2MLQ, Central Hawke's Bay, Branch 15. Single operator, first place ZL2FE, operating as Tararua, Branch 6. And second place, ZL1UTH, operating as Tomaranui, Branch 38. 80 metres only, first place ZL2ARG, Nelson, Branch 26. Second place, ZL2KB, Kapiti Branch 69. In the phone-only section, first place, ZL1VK, Papakura Branch 65. Second place, ZL2KO, Manawatu Branch 20. And finally, in the home station section, first place, ZL2OB. Second place, ZL1KR. Third place, ZM2ALW. That's it for me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. To NZRT Conference 2025, and the Conference Committee invites you to the 2025 NZRT Conference to be held over King's Birthday weekend. That's May 31st through to the 1st of June. It's being held at the Lower Hutt Events Centre, 30 Langs Road in Lower Hutt. Please register at conference2025.nzart.org.nz. The full registration fee for conference is $265. Details for partial registrations are available on the registration page. Now, the technical program Saturday will be the NZART AGM, followed by a hidden transmitter hunt on foot in the area around the venue. So bring along your VHF direction finding gear. On Sunday, the day will start with the NZYL and Old Timers meeting, followed by the AREC forum. The rest of the day will be an entertaining series of talks by a range of interesting people, ranging from a practical antenna building demonstration to disaster communications to ideas for growing your radio club. Looking at the alternative program, Saturday will cover sites and activities around Wellington. These will include a small farmer's market and some fun with beads. On return to Lower Hutt, you'll have the choice of going to the Douse Gallery or participating in the Hidden Transmitter Hunt. Sunday's alternative program will travel back in time along the Kapiti Coast, including the Wellington Tramway Museum, with an opportunity to ride on the trams. Lunch will be overlooking the Otaki River. To evening entertainment and the Saturday dinner will be held at the Lower Hutt Town Hall with a mystery speaker or entertainer. The Sunday night dinner, it'll be an informal dinner held at the Angus Inn. Now, if you wish to contact the conference committee, drop an email to conference2025@nzart.org.nz. conference2025@nzart.org.nz. And that conference update from Lynn ZL2LKW, the conference coordinator. Now, with news received from NZART branches, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from Wellington Branch 50, NZART. The next meeting is on Tuesday, May the 20th, starting 7 p.m. There will be voting on remits for taking forward to the NZART conference over King's birthday weekend. And this meeting is held at the Johnsonville Community Centre on the corner of Frankmore Avenue and Moorfield Road in Johnsonville in Wellington. Note this is a change in venue. To Qubit, newsletter of the Wellington VHF Group. On Thursday the 29th of May, the general meeting will be there to discuss and vote on NZART remits. And that meeting will be held at the Tawa Community Centre in Cambridge Street in Tawa. Down to Nelson Branch 26 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 21st of May, starting 7:30 p.m. This general club meeting will consider remits for the 2025 NZART conference. There will also be discussions on the NZART structure and operation, and also the national UHF system with ZL2BHF. And this meeting will be at the Anna Glynn Community Hall in Stoke in Nelson. To the Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, which has its next meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 8th of May at the Emergency Operations Centre. This meeting will feature Winlink, involving setup and working to demonstrate its use. And don't forget that there's a ham cram on Saturday, Sunday, the 10th and 11th of May. Neville Maher is coordinating. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are held from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays at the clubrooms at 109 McKendrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 7th of May, ZL4MD will talk about Meshtastic and APRS. And on the 28th, ZL4MD will talk on remote HF using the ICOM 7300. Well, that's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Finally tonight, a reminder of the Radio Electronic Group Branch 89's annual equipment sale at Glenview Club Incorporated, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday the 10th of May, and that's just 2 weeks away. Now, doors open to vendors at 8:30 a.m. and to buyers at 10 a.m. Pre-booked tables are $20, on the day, $25. Public entry, $2, lucky entry ticket. Refreshments and door prizes. Now, there's plenty of parking, easy access, and there's also motorhome car parking. For vendor registration, contact Steve Miller, email dion4cy@gmail.com. dion4cy@gmail.com. That's the Radio Electronic Group equipment sale at Glenview Club Incorporated, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday the 10th of May. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.